very first chapter, beginning of verse 26, sets up the bird narrative that we hear so often on Christmas Eve. Listens to what is heralded in this story. Listen for God's word to you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have been found favored with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child who is born within you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is in the sixth month for her, when she was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here I am, servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There's still time. There's still time to prepare. And I'm not talking about preparing the church or the home for decorations and gifts and all that kind of thing. I'm talking about there's time to prepare our hearts for the coming of the one who is the sign of God's love for us, Jesus Christ. He is the reason for this season. And as he came so long ago, he comes every day, but especially comes in this time of year where we celebrate his arrival on earth, God becoming flesh and dwelling among us, as touchable as anyone else. To realize that our God cares for us so much that God is present with us, just like we are to one another. And what a great gift. To know that this God loves us, cares for us, and gives us this incredible gift of love in this season. And in this world which is busy, still, this moment, going after gifts and wrapping them, still recovering from parties that they've had and traveling that they've made, yet there is a time when we are invited to slow down, take in the full meaning of what this season is about, and to receive it and celebrate it with one another. See, in our busy days and schedules, sometimes we just need to make room for it, steal time away for it, to ponder these wonderful things like Mary pondered the visit by the angel. Now, imagine yourself a teenage girl engaged to a man and have an angel come to you and say, "Don't be frightened, Mary, but you're going to bear a child." She goes, "I am not sure what kind of greeting this is. I'm not sure what this is all about, but I'm kind of uncomfortable with this. Because I am a virgin. It cannot be possible." But as we learn so much in Luke's gospel, the impossible is made possible all the time by God's action. There's nothing that's impossible for God. Absolutely nothing. Not for you, not for me, not for all of us. God is continually at work in incredible and unusual ways and comes to us sometimes unexpectedly to tell us what needs to happen, or what we need to do, or what thing to make note of. It is that kind of thing that God calls us to take time and ponder. Don't Don't be as perplexed as you appear, like Mary, but open yourselves up and make room for this visitor who's coming to you to share with you good news of glad tidings. And to ponder the mystery of it that was secret for so many years, as Paul says in Romans, but has now been revealed in Jesus Christ. It has been revealed to us in Him. The one that's been so long awaited for has now finally come. Come to abide with us. That one. And to be excited for that good news is beyond belief. But still Mary, this young gal who's now with the news that she's going to bear a son some miraculous, impossible way, and then heard that her cousin Elizabeth also, who is barren, is now going to bear a child as well, which we know becomes named John. This miraculous thing she ponders and she wonders. And finally, after she ponders it for a while, she says to the angel, "I am your servant, Lord. Let it be according to me as your word says." A consent, an opening up, an acknowledgement that God is at work in her as God is at work in us. And can we make room for God to speak to us so we know that God is at work in us and is at work in this world and is at work in the faith community. That God is not dead, but very much alive in all kinds of unusual, wondrous, mysterious ways. But most tangibly, in the gift of a person. This Jesus who showed us how to live life. This Jesus who eventually gives us life for us. This Jesus who God raises from death to life, to offer us life. Now life evermore. That's the Jesus we're celebrating this season. So even in the face of illness, and struggle, and heartache, and death, we can claim the promise, there is life. There is life. But we've got to make room. We've got to make room. We can't crowd it out. The church attempts to help us make room. Just like we make room for the tree this year, you got to move some furniture around. We got to make room on our coffee table for the Advent wreath. We have to make room in our windows for candles and poinsettias and other things. We move things around to make room for a special celebration of one who has come to us so long ago, which comes to us anew again this year. So not getting caught up in all the trappings that the world gets caught up in, we pause like we do right now to make room. And what God asks for us to do in making room is to open ourselves up so God may speak to us a word. The word you need to hear. The word I need to hear. A word the church needs to hear. A word culture needs to hear. That nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. You can witness it in your life. You've borne testimony. I've already heard stories. There are more stories to tell. You've heard them from each other. How God has worked in ways in your life that you could not first understand and ponder like Mary. But then as time took place, you realize God's hand in it. And you celebrate the gift of God's hand in it. I pray for you as I pray for me that we prepare not only our homes and church and community, but also our hearts to make room for Him to come again to us this year. Praise be to God who gives us His Son, a gift of love, Jesus the Christ. Ancient creed that states when we believe, let us share it together.